According to the Arkansas Geological Survey, over the past 5 months, 658 earthquakes measuring between magnitude 1.5 to 4.0 have shaken homes and farms southeast of Guy, Arkansas, in northern Faulkner County. No one's been injured, and little damage has occurred. The region is central to the Fayetteville Shale Play, where thousands of natural gas wells have been drilled, each requiring millions of gallons of water mixed with sand laced with tons of lubricating chemicals. Spent drilling waste brine is then injected into disposal wells. Scott Osbrooks is a geohazard supervisor with the Arkansas Geological Survey. He says earthquake swarms have occurred south of this area, but never here. So that's why scientists are studying the connection between natural gas drilling and seismicity.
If you take the map of the area in the play area and you look at it, and you've got almost 3,000 production wells that stretch from near Morrilton and Conway to the west, Conway County to the west, to Searcy in White County to the east, Greenbrier and Faulkner County, which is south of the current swarm, and then take it north to near Clinton and Van Buren County and over to Heber Springs in Claiborne County. Basically, that whole area is what we call the heart of the Fayetteville play. And those 3,000 wells, you put on the map and you put the faults on the map and then you plot the earthquakes. What you would expect is if it was related to the production wells, i.e. the physical act of drilling the well or the hydrofracking, which is part of the production process, or even the extraction of the gas, you would expect earthquakes to be scattered and be correlate with those production wells. We just don't see that. What we do see, however, is when you put the injection wells on the same map, you see these tight clusters of earthquakes, and they are proximal to these injection wells.
Underground injection wells are much different than the horizontally, hydraulically fractured shale gas wells.
Basically, the injection wells are wells that are typically deeper, not always, than your production wells. They go into a deeper formation far below the local aquifer. On average, these injection wells range in depth from 3,000 feet on the shallow end to one well in particular is almost 11,000 feet in depth on the deeper side, and they basically inject into various zones, and all these zones are considered saltwater zones or brackish water zones. So it's not into the drinking aquifer whatsoever. What they do is they drill down, they perforate, they inject in there, and what they're injecting is the spent frac fluids. Basically, when you frack a well, you can reuse this water a few times. And at some point, they can no longer. It becomes too saline. It becomes too much particulates in there that they can no longer use it effectively in their fracking process. So they take it to these disposal wells. It goes through some filtration. It goes through some sediment ponds and stuff. And then basically, once it gets to a suitable level, they inject it in deep underground for permanent disposal.
And Osbrook says that with as much as 250 barrels of wastewater being injected into underground wells a month, it may be pushing rock formations apart. He says certain hazardous waste case studies in the Rocky Mountains revealed a connection between underground disposal wells and earthquakes.
If you've got an area that's already seismically active or the rock is really strained and near the point of failure of having an earthquake anyway, you put this water down at high pressure, basically you increase the pore pressure between the rock along the fault, and it decreases the friction that actually keeps the fault from moving. Once you do that, it allows that fault to move and slip and cause an earthquake.
The Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission has called for a six-month moratorium on any new disposal wells until scientists gather more data.
The method we're employing is basically, you know, again, the first order of screening was the temporal and spatial placement of the earthquakes to the wells. Second thing is what we're doing is we have a local network of six seismometers in the area surrounding where the earthquakes are occurring. This will allow us to get much more high-accurate locations, more specifically the depth of the earthquakes which they're occurring, which is, you know, you would expect if it's related to the injection wells, it's going to be, some of them are going to be near the depth of the well, the injection point. Also, you know, of course, you're going to get earthquakes throughout, even deeper in the deeper rock. The next thing we need to look at is what are some of the paths that the fluid or the pressure front can travel to trigger the earthquakes. So we're looking at the rocks, looking at the geology of the area. A third thing we're doing is we've requested through the Oil and Gas Commission, and they have done so requested from the companies their daily production rates, how much fluid, the volume, and the pressure that they're injecting into the ground.
The Arkansas Geological Survey will collaborate with the U.S. Geological Survey, as well as the University of Memphis Center for Earthquake Research, to study whether these disposal wells are linked to earthquakes. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.